And to be serious about it, you should have seen, because no, they don't show this on any of the networks, but I've got two TVs that got C-SPAN 1 and C-SPAN duh on it. So when they were, when Pelosi was done with her autographed pins, when she was finished with the autograph, now the pins all have her imprimatur on them. Then they're formed. Did you have a story where it said 2x2 they went to the, is it, or just somebody? So, right, so they were like marching to Noah's Ark. Carolyn Maloney and Fat Jerry Nadler and the rest of the criminal class. Shifty Adam Schiff went in a double file line behind some woman. I don't know who the woman was. I'd never seen her before. Who was carrying this leather engraved folder, if you will. And inside the leather engraved folder were the articles of shampeachment. And as they made their march from the House of Representatives over to the Senate, people stopped what they were doing as the color guard passed. Children got down onto their knees. Young activists, future leaders of the CPA, girls dressed in red dresses with little baskets in their hands, paved the way by littering the path to the Senate chamber with rose petals. And then in behind, at the tail end of the vanguard, came the speaker. Who courageously strode to the microphone and said,
"Of the United States. And it's important for the president to know, and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia. So today I'm very
proud even say his name.
To present the managers who will bring the case, which we have great confidence in terms of impeaching the president and his removal. But this further evidence insist of that, and we wouldn't be in this situation had we not waited, insist that there be witnesses and that we see documentation. And now you see some of that change happening on the Senate side. I hope it does for the good of our country and to honor our Constitution. So today on the floor we'll pass a resolution naming the manager.
I mean, folks, this is high theater. It seriously is. And to let Putin know. So I'm kind of confused here. Who's being impeached, Trump or Putin?
The United States. And it's important for the president to know and Putin to know, the American voters in America should decide who our president is, not Vladimir Putin in Russia.
I'm gonna turn that into a daily bit. I'm gonna use that as a daily rejoin. It's that funny. But at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, this is supposedly the greatest deliberative body on the face of the earth. She is the speaker, the sole elected representative of that house, of that allegedly august body. Now, something is happening out there. Something is happening out there. As the perp walk was... I'm just seeing a tweet, Twitter, come across the Twitter from Senator Rand Paul. A tweet coming across the transom here from Senator Paul. Rand Paul threatens fellow Republicans with explosive witness vote. Now, I haven't had a chance to read it because apparently he just tweeted this out, and it's live on C-SPAN. I'm watching it on the C-SPAN now on their morning show. Maggie, can you see if there's anything on Senator Paul's Twitter feed about this? But what I caught of it was, if anyone tries, if any Republican thinks we're going to have a new witness, new witnesses and new evidence introduced here over in the Senate, then I'm going to file an immediate motion or something to that effect to dismiss. So during the solemn ceremony to impeach the president of the United States, when the souvenir pins were handed out, after the fact, you got to see this, Carolyn Maloney and Fat Jerry Nadler and Maxine Waters and all the usual suspects all each got a pin. As Nervous Nan signed, "I'm going to sign in with this pin. You get the in. I'm going to sign a for Alcoholics Anonymous with this pin. You get the Alcoholics. You get the Alcoholics Anonymous pin. I'm going to sign another in for Narcanon. Trying to kick your volume. You get the in. I'm going to sign this C." And she did this. N-A-N-C-Y-P-E space P-E-L-O-S-I. So there's one pin for... There's one pin. Is that the tweet? There's one pin for each letter, and then each person that was part of the sham impeachment trial was awarded a pen. And then they were showing the pictures, because people like him pictures, of Carolyn Maloney and the other ones standing next to Nancy Pelosi and holding their pins up so they could be photographed for posterity. I was here when it was signed. That's why the title of today's pile of prep is "With This Pen, I the Sham." All right, this says, "My colleagues can't have it both ways, calling for some while blocking others, witnesses. If we're going to give a platform to witnesses the Democrats demand, I look forward to forcing votes to call Hunter Biden and many more." Now, this is all based upon this Lev Parnas character, whoever this is, who supposedly now has the smoking gun on the cocktail napkin. And if you think I'm making that up, I'm not.